What's up, everybody? Welcome back inside the Letterman Lounge. Actually, outside the Horseshoe, but they let us call the Horseshoe the Letterman Lounge for the day. Maybe it's a rental, maybe it's not.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it is nice of them, whatever you want to call it. It's a hot, sunny day. We both got the shades on, both got the bird dogs on. We'll talk about those a little later. That's Matt Parker right beside me. I'm Spencer Holbrook. Decided to do things in person as the season gets closer. Ohio State 51 days away from kickoff against Indiana over there in Bloomington. For now, of course, we're talking Ohio State recruiting with Matt, the recruiting expert ace, whatever you want to call him, guru at lettermanrow.com. Go subscribe to all his work at lettermanrow.com as well as team stuff. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I don't think some folks would refer to me as a recruiting expert, but that's okay. You know, that's okay.
The fine folks at Sooner Scoop had some good things to say about us. We'll get into that as we dive into this show. Maybe beef between us and Oklahoma fans? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
We've already beefed with Michigan fans. We might as well get into the SEC.
Yeah.
You know, as they go into the SEC, probably getting ready for some 8-4s in their future, but
some are saying
we'll keep the beef going if they want us to. I don't really mind.
It's all fun.
Oklahoma versus Ohio State seemed to be the topic of conversation Thursday morning as the recruitment of 3-star defensive tackle from IMG Academy, Jaden Jackson, began to trend away from Ohio State, away from Texas, away from Florida as the Gators landed another defensive lineman Wednesday. Texas just kind of there, but not really there. Ohio State looked to have a lot of momentum. You wake up Thursday morning and boom. It looks all Sooner red. I guess they call it crimson. Oklahoma, I've already made them mad. It's red. Matt, Jaden Jackson's recruitment has taken a few different twists and turns, despite the fact that he is one of the quietest kids that you'll find. The latest on his recruitment, I'll just hand the mic over to you.
Yeah, this was one of those things where I woke up Thursday morning. I went to bed Wednesday night, and I'm like, oh, okay. Feel okay.
About 50-50.
50-50, yeah, you feel okay about it. And then you wake up Thursday morning to a few text messages, maybe a phone call here and there from some sources early Thursday morning. By early, I mean like getting texts at 5:30, 6 o'clock saying, hey, we don't feel so good about this anymore. This is going this direction, and that direction is down to Norman, Oklahoma. I think really the important thing to look at this is anytime you're in contention for someone that you think is going to make your team better, your program better, it's called a loss. But for Ohio State, this was an addition. Would have been an addition to 5-star Chicago, Illinois, St. Ignatius defensive tackle Justin Scott, the number 2 overall defensive lineman in the country by On3. With Justin Scott, that's a great place to start, and anything after him would have been gravy. Look at the defensive tackle position, what it potentially could be at the 2024 season, and you have Hero Canoe. How things shape out with Tyleek Williams this fall could be interesting. You have Will Smith Jr., who probably will go to the inside, depending on how this defensive end recruiting for 24 goes. You have Jason Moore, who most likely definitely.
Yeah, already up to 295 pounds, according to Larry Johnson. That's a big boy.
And then Caden McDonald, who is, put him in a zero as a nose tackle, for crying out loud, they want to do that. So the depth is going to be there, and not to mention the addition of Taiwan Malone.
I was about to cut you off and say that. Yeah. I don't think he's a one and done at Ohio State kind of guy either. So the
depth is there, and it certainly helps having someone like Justin Scott in the class for sure.
Yeah.
You would have liked to have gotten Jaden Jackson just to have more depth to it, but the way things are sitting right now, Justin Scott might be that only defensive tackle that Ohio State, Jim Knowles, Larry Johnson, Ryan Day get.
Well, and that's as of right now as the picture starts to shape itself out. But also, this is Larry Johnson we're talking about. We're not going to discount anybody. And, you know, maybe there's a couple guys here and there from the Southeast or from different areas of the country that are already committed and locked into pretty good spots. But, you know, I think about a guy who's visited Ohio State a few times, like a Nigel Smith from Texas, from Melissa, Texas, who is a really good player. And I've seen him a couple times. I think you've seen him in person. He's a really solid player, has a good build. You could see him, you know, I you said before we started recording, I think that's a September decision.
Yeah.
There's still time for Ohio State to creep in there. You talk about, you know, different guys around the country who are still committed elsewhere that Ohio State's not going to just give up on, Jaden Jackson likely included. And so I don't think this is time for Ohio State to hit the panic button. But when, like you said, you look around the country at different guys that you could potentially target, there are names that Larry Johnson has in mind that we don't. There are names that Larry Johnson has in mind that other sites covering Ohio State don't have in mind. I mean, this is – it's Larry Johnson.
He's so guarded with his board, right?
Yeah.
So covering, you know, Ohio State recruiting, it's – you get a feel. You get a feel for the direction that these position coaches are going, and it starts to make sense, and it's putting the puzzle piece together. But you're missing all of the defensive line pieces and, and how they fit and everything like that, especially with the interior. I will say it is just a hair easier with those edge guys because Ohio State is going for the top of the top. And we're not going to get into the – to the edge discussion right now.
Yeah.
But talking about names, yeah, you mentioned Nigel Smith out of Melissa, Texas. That's going to be a Texas battle. He has an official visit to Texas in September. And then Oklahoma is also in that race. Texas A&M is in that race. Penn State is in that race. So there are a few programs that Ohio State is going up against. A guy that I think we're going to have to pay attention to as this thing goes along is Charles Collins. He is a defensive lineman committed to Arkansas from the Mississippi area, I believe. Mississippi, Arkansas. I'm going to have to check the...
He's from Arkansas. Charleston Collins is.
Yeah.
And he's been committed to the Razorbacks since April, but, you know, that's a guy that Ohio State's kind of pretty high on, according to a couple of folks we've talked to. Just a name to keep in mind.
Another guy who has a decision coming up, and I'm not sure... I don't really see this one going the Buckeyes' way just because of how things have been from June to July, but DeAndre Robinson, that's another guy, took an unofficial visit in June, is supposed to take an official visit for the Penn State game in October. We'll see if that happens. But there are a few names at the defensive tackle position to really be mindful of. But again, you have arguably the best defensive tackle in the class, and you'll have depth coming back for 2024. So it's how much of a need does it become?
Yeah, well, and I think it all depends on September and October for Larry Johnson's unit on the field out here, because if Mike Hall gets off to a hot start and looks really good, he's gone. I mean, that's just the way it is. Ty Hamilton, probably off to the NFL. If Tyleek Williams is done playing college football, he's going to be gone. You lose your top three, then you're returning maybe two contributors. We're not really sure yet in Tywan Malone and Hero Canoe, but we don't know if those guys are truly going to contribute this year. I don't see a clear path right now for playing time for Caden McDonald, for Will Smith Jr., maybe Jason Moore, because he's just a different type of player.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
He's just a freak.
Yeah. And so
respectful.
There's some guys that you could see maybe pushing for playing time this year, but that top three is going to be hard to crack. And so I think they'd still be better served to have maybe a hybrid defensive end tackle guy. You don't really know where he's slotted in because he'd be a luxury at the tackle spot. But if he's an end, then, oh, well, he's an end. So there's just a couple different paths they can take here. But for Larry Johnson, there's some assurances. You can always fall back on five-star Justin Scott, and that's a good place to be.
And you mentioned that positional versatility. You have a guy that, you know, can play at the end, but they could bump him inside, maybe somewhere in like a three tech, something like that. And that kind of is shades of the Edric Houston recruitment, the five-star defensive lineman out of Buford, Georgia. Super high on Ohio State. Ohio State is super high on him. He's more of your, you know, hand in the dirt defensive end. But you look at his size, you know, 6'5", 6'4", somewhere in there. But his weight at about, I think right now he's 270, 280, somewhere in that range. It's kind of shades of Jason Moore, just a little bit shorter. So that's someone that you could see if he decides to commit to Ohio State on August 22nd. It's his commitment date and his 18th birthday, for those that don't know. That positional versatility that we are seeing a lot, actually, throughout this defensive class that Ohio State is trying to piece together, there's a lot of that they are trying to find out there on the trail.
Yeah, Buckeyes just looking for a good fit there at the defensive tackle position, Matt. You know what else is coined looking for a good fit? When you go to buy a new pair of shorts, these shorts right here, those shorts right there, both Bird Dog shorts. They are made just like Lululemon, only better, more comfortable. The stretchy fabric gives me a chance to really show off these nice thighs, as well as, you know, I can do my high knees in these. I can be creative in them. I can really create my own lane when I'm wearing these Bird Dog shorts.
People move out of the way.
They certainly do.
I don't know if it's an admiration, but... Of the shorts, for sure.
The Bird Dog shorts are flexible, they're comfortable, they're stylish. I wear these to the gym. This is the only time I've ever worn gym shorts to cover Ohio State, and it's with good reason, because Bird Dogs right now is giving away a free Yeti tumbler with every purchase. When you use the code LR at checkout, that's birddogs.com/LR at checkout, or just use the promo code LR at checkout, you get a free Yeti-style tumbler with every purchase. Those are the khaki shorts, Matt. They look phenomenal. These are the gym shorts. They work out phenomenal. There's a built-in liner in them. I don't even have to wear underwear, which may be a little too personal. Maybe not. Who's to say? But also, they don't stink. I think that's my favorite part of these things. They don't stink. They have a anti-stink fabric to them. They're nice and stretchy, but also, it's hot. My back is sweating.
Yeah.
I don't feel it,
no.
And I'm not going to smell in these shorts because of the way that they wick the moisture,
as they would say. I have a tea time on Saturday, and we have a tea time on Saturday, and this is going to get me through. I'm going to shoot my best round. We'll see.
Go to birddogs.com/LR. Get a free Yeti tumbler with any purchase. Shorts, pants, the polos, they're all there. Birddogs.com/LR, or just use the promo code LR at checkout to get a free Yeti-style tumbler brought to you by Bird Dogs. Birddogs.com/LR. Back to the fit, speaking of fit, defensive line. Matt, like we said, we're not going to get into edge, but I think it's worth talking about the edge of Houston. Is a potential slide down to the defensive tackle spot, and do you want to do that knowing the talent that's there? You don't know. Would you rather keep him on the outside? You don't know. The bottom line is he's not even committed to Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, and people are speaking like he is, and it's a five-star defensive lineman. An hour away from Georgia. So, like, even though it's kind of shaping up to be an Ohio State-Alabama race, he's in SEC country. I know that whatever's in the water at Buford's a little bit different as it relates to Georgia Bulldogs, but still. And I also think that sliding him down, that's all dependent on how it goes on the outside. Last week, we saw Marquise Lightfoot. I'm not going to say a stunner, but
a little bit of a surprise.
A little bit. He was trending to Ohio State and then committed to Miami. And that's a recruitment that Ohio State is not going to stop at any point in time, given that he's from Chicago. The Kenwood Academy coaching staff loves Larry Johnson and what he has done at Ohio State and throughout his entire career, as a matter of fact. That's a recruitment that you are not going to see slow down. And then, of course, there's the five-star edge, Dylan Stewart, outside of Washington, D.C., at Friendship Collegiate Academy, who is the top-of-the-board guy for Ohio State. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this that will determine the move for Edric Houston should he commit to Ohio State. It's like speaking in hypotheticals on how things are going to work, and you need things to happen.
Well, but it's time that we start talking about a potential commitment because he's from Buford. Buford, statistically, historically, traditionally, does not take these recruitments into its season. It just doesn't happen, and it's not going to happen, and I think Edric Houston's going to have a decision made sooner rather than later. What that means, sooner rather than later, means closer to now than to the December signing period.
Absolutely.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to commit in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something to bear in mind as you see, you know, KJ Bolden begin to get into decision-making process. He's got his decision up August 5th, which is, I don't want to derail from the defensive line talk, but it's safeties week, Matt, at lettermanrow.com, and that decision is only 2.5 weeks away. It's just such a huge moment for whatever program lands him. It almost reminds me of Caleb Downs' recruitment because we see him creeping up into that starting lineup at Alabama already. I think he would have done the exact same thing over in the Woody Hayes if he would have picked Ohio State. I think it's going to be a little bit of a program alterer as far as, you know, how the rest of the recruiting cycle goes for whoever lands KJ Bolden. And the fact that that decision's only a couple short weeks away now really makes you start to buckle down and see what's going to happen in this thing.
Yeah, Ohio State, I mean, how many times in the last going on a year plus now have we heard from this defensive staff, this is a safety-driven defense.
Yeah.
And if that's how you are going to market your defense, if that is how you are going to brand your defense to college football on the recruiting trail, then it is paramount that you get the number one safety, that people rate the number one safety, well, number two, number three, these top level guys that can go to a college program day one, make an impact, yeah. or at least have the potential to make an impact.
Yeah.
Ohio State put all of its eggs in one basket last year with Caleb Downs, the five-star out of Mill Creek, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, who ultimately committed to Alabama, signed with Alabama, and now he's more likely than not going to start as a true freshman for Nick Saban, which is absurd.
Let's not forget that 2 years ago they put all their eggs in a basket for Xavier Wampa, and he ended up staying home and choosing Iowa.
Yeah.
This is the third straight cycle under two different safeties coaches where the Buckeyes are just going, okay, we see the number one guy in the country. Let's go all in. You're 0-2. Are you going to strike out, or are you going to finally hit a home run here on the 0-2 pitch? That's Perry Eliano's job now. Luckily for him, he's been served a curveball that's hanging in there, because his cousin happens to be the five-star safety from Georgia that we're already talking about. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just think that it's super interesting that you've swung and missed on the number one safety in the last 2 years. Don't miss a third time, because you really need to land him to – and it's not that – the make-or-break thing is a great point. It's not because the defensive class will be viewed as lesser if you don't get KJ Bolden. It's the fact that your defense of the future's ceiling is raised with a guy like KJ Bolden over anybody else, because he's simply better as a prospect than everyone else.
Absolutely. And let's put in a quick pause in here to just say that this is in no way, shape, or form to say that the safeties that Ohio State has taken, have taken, missing out on these number one guys are not going to have, they have the potential to do great things at Ohio State.
They do.
We saw a guy, Malik Hartford, this past spring. How many times did we hear his name come up, right?
Yeah. You're seeing Kai Stokes' name come up more and more.
Absolutely. And you look into this 2024 class, they have four-star safety Jalen McClain out of New Jersey. Something about those New Jersey Buckeyes, right?
Yeah. They're just hot on the trail in New Jersey.
Plucking another great defensive talent out of Rutgers' backyard. Jalen McClain is he's a great safety.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best safeties in the country. And it's just about getting that guy, you know,
yeah.
like the guy. And then you go from there, and Ohio State can take that defense back to, quite honestly, what it should be.
Yeah.
Everyone knows how great this Ohio State offense is, and that's reflected on the recruiting trail. Ohio State has three guys in the top 12 in its recruiting class that are our offensive players. And then you look at the staunch difference in defensive players, and it's just building that. And it all starts in there.
Yeah. Well, and we saw that Caleb Downs was here for the Ohio State-Michigan game and watched not poor, but porous safety play. You have to think that swayed his decision a little bit. I just think that this decision for KJ Bolden is a huge one for the program. The other one, really quickly, is we're only 2 weeks away from the decision of Aaron Scott. You know, July 30th, you really don't have a lean right now. It looks Ohio State. It looks Michigan. He's wearing the Michigan cleats a couple days ago.
Yeah, let's hit a button right there.
He's wearing the Michigan cleats, but they also match the colors of...
All right, continue.
...of the school that he currently attends, that he's attended for high school, Springfield. They say go blue on the back, but it's the same blue that Springfield wears. You don't really know how to feel about that. You also know that kids are kids, and they show up all the time wearing certain gloves that they get handed on a recruiting visit or find in the athletic buildings. Like,
yes.
I wouldn't read anything more into it. I would read into the fact that he makes his decision on July 30th on his dad's birthday, a couple days after both Ohio State and Michigan are hosting July events. It could go either way right now. I still go on the Ohio State side, but tomorrow I may wake up and feel differently.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Jackson woke up and felt differently, right? To the notion of the whole, you know, Michigan cleats and gloves and everything like that, our good friend Jeremy Birmingham, you know, made the comment of perhaps that's just like a team rule, you know? Maybe you don't want to look silly. You know, you want to wear everything that matches. Could have been. Anyway, I'm done talking about uniforms already, unless it's Oregon uniforms. But going to the conversation at hand, and what really matters here is, yes, decision date for the number one overall prospect in the state of Ohio, is coming up. And
quickly.
Right now, as we're standing here outside of Ohio Stadium, I think in 2024, Aaron Scott Jr. is going to be playing 8 games in there.
Not just one?
No, not just one. I think it'll be 8 games. Look, you know, speaking with sources about his official visit, Ohio State got the last official visit, which sometimes that matters, sometimes that doesn't. In this recruitment, it absolutely mattered because he was at Michigan the week before, and everything and anything, any kind of negative recruiting that may have happened, Ohio State had the opportunity to sit him down and say, look, this is what we're about. This is how you will succeed. This is our plan for you. And talking with some sources, I mean, I talked to him last week. He still has not yet made a decision,
yeah.
Which goes to show how 50-50 he really is between those two programs.
Yeah.
So well, it, July 30th will certainly be an interesting time, but I just think it's going to go Ohio State's way.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially because Ohio State got to refute the idea that it's bad if you don't play right away. Ohio State and the development, they really preach that, according to some people that you talked to Aaron Scott, that not starting immediately, not getting playing time immediately, it's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think that resonated a little bit. We'll see. 8 games or 1 game in this building in 2024.
He'll be there.
Booed or cheered, he'll be in there.
He'll be there.
You know, in 2024. He'll be making a decision July 30th. We're just recording a podcast on July
13th.
That's the way we do things.
Yeah.
Use the promo code LR at checkout at birddogs.com for a free Yeti-style tumbler. That's birddogs.com/LR, easy for me to say, or just use the promo code LR at checkout. Matt Parker wearing the Bird Dog shorts, breaking it all down on the recruiting trail for Ohio State and for Leonard Monroe. Spencer Holbrook wearing the Bird Dog shorts on the team side, just hosting this fine little show, having some fun out in front of Ohio Stadium. We'll be covering the Buckeyes 365 days a year at LettermanRow.com and in the Letterman Lounge message board. Come join us. Some crazy good deals there on 3.com/something to get to the Ohio State. Join the community. We're growing pretty quickly, growing like a weed, as the old folks would say. For Matt Parker, I'm Spencer Holbrook. That's the Horseshoe, a.k.a. the Letterman Lounge today. Thanks for hosting us, Horseshoe. We will see you back here at some point in July, probably next week, as we break everything down on the recruiting trail for Ohio State. We'll see you then.